just set the scene as to where America is right now.
Right now, yesterday Fauci was in front of Congress, so he gave his update of how he feels America is going. And he basically said, if we open up too soon, that there could be a worse outbreak. And really what we should be doing is concentrating on getting the vaccine, which he thinks is going to take 12 to 18 months. Now, he hopes it's going to be quicker, obviously, but, you know, he just said that like they want to get it right. Right now, they're after doing, they're after testing 9 million people. And by September, he wants to get that number up to 50 million people. Hmm. So between the testing and finding the vaccine, you know, that's where he's concentrating all his efforts, you know.
You are aware that the latest stat that came out there in the past 24 hours is the American death toll from coronavirus has passed the death toll for the entire Vietnam War, right? Over 58,000.
That's right, yeah. Well, actually, as of today, the actual amount is 82,000.
What have they added on? Nursing homes or something?
Well, this is the whole of the states. In New York City itself, there's 20,000. Now, a lot of those, they say 25% of that number is related to nursing home deaths. That Cuomo, you know, people were being tested in the hospital and they were being put back into the nursing home. Then they were infecting the other patients.
Oh, my
God. So he's getting a bit of stick over that. Rightly so. But as of yesterday, now there's 184,000 cases in New York, 20,000 deaths. And in New York State, there's 338,000 with 21,000 deaths.
Okay, so we know that New York State has been hit the worst. And of that New York City, 30% or something, you're saying 82,000 have died and there's well over a million positive infected cases. But yet, some states are easing restrictions, yeah? I saw something about Georgia. Businesses were opening, restaurants too. Texas will be next, and then Florida.
Yeah, a lot of those are opening up. The beaches are opened up in Florida. My brother's down there. He said there's no social distancing. Everybody's living as a normal life as possible. Georgia is opening up. Now, there was a little spike, but they seem to be leveling it back out again. Like Cuomo said, I don't know if you heard, 66% of the new cases in New York State are coming from people that stayed at home.
I know, it's bizarre, isn't it?
So it's kind of like, it makes you think, you know, is it ever going to end, you know?
And some similarities to Ireland with regards to the amount of people that tested positive and died in care homes and nursing homes, the most vulnerable. But when you say, do people care, talk to me about who gets it. Does Trump get it?
Well, I think Trump gets it, and he's been surrounded by advisors. But at the end of the day, what he's doing, he's passing the buck onto the governors of each state. So he's basically saying whatever the governor decides in each state, he's backing them and supporting them whatever they need. But the thing is, you know, Trump goes on TV and he's on about he's the boss and he's this and he's that. But at the end of the day, he's still giving the control to the governors.
Yeah.
But in saying that, then again, if they need anything, Trump gives them whatever they need to open back up. Because at the end of the day, he's a businessman and he's thinking of the economy and getting America back rolling again. Like, if you watch his news conferences, they're so repetitive because he starts off the whole thing, but we have a great economy, yeah. We're going to get it back. I've done it once, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about the money with him, I think.
And then the media make him angry in the questions at those press conferences. And one of the ones recently, he walked out again.
That's right, because the girl that asked him a question was a Chinese-American, and she said, blame China, and then she kind of more or less accused him, saying, you're only saying that because I'm a Chinese reporter. But it's a cat-and-mouse game with those press conferences. Like, it depends what channel you're watching. Fox is pure Trump, CNN is anti-Trump. They give him questions, they throw questions at him to make him mad to get a reaction.
Okay.
And it's all good watching TV, but it's not doing anybody any benefit, you know what I mean?
No, because they're throwing billions at this. And there was a figure released in the last few hours, I think, about $3 trillion was mentioned. Is that what they're saying is the ultimate cost of that?
The House Democrats. Yeah, the House Democrats are after putting a bill together for $3 trillion. The thing is with that now, they've thrown in a lot of, bills that shouldn't be there, like I'll have to get the list now from the
But that,
Ministry
but
of
that's the
Transport.
accurate figure, though, 3 trillion. Can I talk to you a little?
Three
Can I talk to you a
trillion.
little bit about, say, for instance, COVID unemployment payments and the amount of people that are now unemployed? Is the figure 26 million unemployed in America accurate?
That's right. It's probably, if not more now, because they're updating it every week. So I'd say it could be more. But it's definitely 26 million is definitely the figure I heard as
And
well.
what's benefit like in America if you lose your job?
Well, at the moment, they're lucky because they're getting the $600 stimulus check, which will last till the end of July. Say, for arguments, if you're a bar manager, you'll probably walk away with maybe $500 plus the $600.
A week.
So you're probably a week, yeah. So you're probably getting about 1,000 a week. But again, when that 600 goes, you're down to your 440, 444 to get to see exact.
So
A
how does that work?
regular
You get 600 COVID payment, and what's the 500?
500 is like, say, your dole money.
Okay.
No, that's if you're, say, in the bracket of a manager. Say if you're a server or a bartender, it would kind of go on your average on your weekly paycheck. So they would get the 600, and some then are averaging between 150 and say 450.
Okay, and that's not for an extended period of time beyond what, like June or something, is it?
They're talking the end of July for the $600 check, and after that, then the other one. I think when you're on the dole here, lasts 18 months
So are
before you have
there
to, you know.
people who will never ever get their jobs back?
Listen, Lean, I'm in a group. There are a bunch of bartenders, and every day the conversation they've heard of another bar closing. I'd say we're up to about maybe 27 bars now that we know that are closing. Some people are just handing back the keys to the landlords. They just can't, they don't see a way out of it because New York and New Jersey are probably going to be the two last states to reopen, and with that, the bars and restaurants are going to be the two last businesses to reopen with the social distancing. I find it very, very hard to work in some of these
So
bars.
what plans are you making, say, for instance, in Smithfield Hall or in Longacre Tavern when you when will you reopen?
Like, it's in the hands of the government. They'll tell me when I can. To be honest, we're thinking of maybe shutting one to save the other. It's getting to the, we have to think like that.
Wow. Oh my God.
It's just like we were in there last week and we spaced out the chairs like they wanted us to space out. And it just financially is does it won't work out. Like if the landlord works with us and plays ball, we have a chance. If he doesn't, we're seriously thinking of closing one to save the other.
And would you think that that's the case with many, many different businesses?
Listen, as I said,
Unknown.
I know fellas, they've had businesses for years in the bar business, and they just locked up shop, handed back the keys.
They are closed
They
and just don't intend to reopen.
won't reopen now.
Oh my God, that's incredible, isn't it? I mean, the same can be said
Oh,
here
it's a
because
shame.
we're going through the same kind of questions in the in hospitality here as well with regards to physical distancing, 2 meters between tables, etc., etc. So many businesses are thinking they can't afford to stay open if they're only making 60% of their gross from before COVID, you know?
Yeah, it's not. Listen, that's my biggest fear is I'm definitely going to lose a bar with all this. Like, just as I said, close one to save the other. That's the best I can do. Unless we get help, number one, from the landlords, and two, the government to give us some break on the taxes.
Oh, that's tragic. That's tragic. I hope that it doesn't come to that.
I hope so. I don't know.
Yeah, what's the story now? Everything must be just deadly quiet. We see all of these pictures coming out of the likes of Times Square, and all you see is the naked cowboy. It must be really surreal.
It is, I swear to God, driving through it, if there is nobody around, like, bar the cops on every corner, few homeless people, other than that, it is dead.
Yeah.
There is nothing. They're already after closing down the subways now between 1 and 5 in the morning to give them deep cleans. What was happening was all the homeless were going underground to the subway. So some of these homeless people were making subway carriages their apartments with clothes and bags and garbage. So they decided, right, from 1 to 5 every morning, subway system shuts down, everything gets a deep clean.
So who
So
is,
what the
yeah, go on.
so what the homeless done then was they came back above ground and they started getting onto the city buses. So
Crikey.
it's crazy. It really is crazy.
Who is working? Anybody?
Well, obviously Jesus.
I mean, I know a lot of people are working from home, but there's nowhere open as such for the
Does
public.
the odd deli, the odd deli opened? There's not really enough, not really, to be honest. Supermarkets are opened.
Does it remind you of 9/11?
You know what? It's worse than 9/11 because everything is closed. At least in 9/11, people came together. We built back up the city again. Places were open. This is just going on forever and ever.
How are kids coping?
It's actually scary. My kids now, every day they have they remotely log into school, and they get jobs from the teachers. But they're demented. You
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
my daughter now is bringing over a friend, or she goes to her friend's house occasionally. But they're all crazy. Like they're all on Zoom, and it's just depressing to see.
Are all of the Irish safe enough over there from the point of view of when they come out of this? Are many of them now without green cards that are there illegally, or is all that part of the past?
Well, unfortunately, the people that don't have green cards and are here legally, they won't be able to get any of the benefits or any of the unemployment. So a lot of them are just living off whatever savings they have. I've known a few that have already moved back to Ireland in the first couple of weeks of the virus just to be at home to survive. But as I said again, when we open up, you know, my workforce could be cut in half. So what are they going to do? And I'm not the only one.
Tough choices ahead, then. God knows when those choices will have to be made, but they're going to be difficult.
Well, they're talking September the earliest for bars to be opened. And then even with that, with the capacity, you're supposed to quarter your capacity. It's just, you know, the prices of rent in New York City, you're not going to survive. I can tell you right now, you will not survive.
You're going to need help with rent, and you're going to need some relief from the government.
Absolutely. It's the only way we're going to survive.
Because there's not going to be a hell of a lot of tourists around in the short term, I'd say, is there?
Well, as I said, like they're talking about starting up the baseball in neutral venues with no fans, but still, you have to have the bar open to come in to watch the games. Times Square, there's going to be no tourists come for at least 6 months,
God Almighty.
you know, if not more. You know, because New York is such an epicenter of the disease, like, would you be in a hurry to come here?
No, and from your point of view, on a personal note, of course, Longacre Tavern is a recent addition, and has only opened like change out of 2 years, and you put many millions into it in Times Square, of course.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said when I had to pick between the two. If I have to give one up to save the other, I would give up Smithfield and, you know, save Longacre.
Oh man, that's
But
tragic to have to
again,
make it a choice.
I don't want to do that, but financially, that's the only thing I might be able to do, you know.
I know what you're saying. Listen, I hope that next time we get to catch up, it might be a bit more positive, but that's the truth of the situation there. A little bird told me the only consolation to all of this is that your garden could be entered in the Chelsea Garden Show. Is that right?
Oh, I'm telling you, absolutely, man. I swear to God, I've every plant going. The house is painted. The house. I don't. I'm not, I forget about it.
Forget about it, as they say in New York. Look after yourself, Tom.
Yeah.
Thanks for the update.
All right, Neil. Take care. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye bye.